Good afternoon. My name is Lindy Lewis, and I'd like to welcome you to Your Health is Your Wealth. It's our first radio show, and it seemed very timely given that we are all amping and ramping up for the holidays, and health oftentimes at this moment is a very the last thing we think about. We're so busy doing everything else. So we'll be interviewing a series of beautiful personalities and people from our community that will offer some wisdom and teach us some tips and techniques that we can step in and engage our own wellness on our own health journey. So today I'm very excited to have my first guest, Dr. Diana Brewer. She is a doctor of chiropractic medicine. And it's interesting, when I was asked to do this show, I thought the very first one I thought I would offer would be this chiropractic concept, because it was one of the most difficult parts of my health journey that I had to step into. I had a lot of fear around it. And I thought, I'll have Dr. Diana come in and just talk with us about some of the stigmas or the stereotypes around it, and then even get into just how it can be such a beautiful tool in prevention. So welcome, Dr. Diana.
Hi, Lindy. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you. We're lucky to have Diana. She graduated several years ago, but she's just been in our community a short time. Tell us what got you interested in chiropractic medicine.
Gosh, that's actually a great question, Lindy. I've been a chiropractor just for a couple years, moved here from Florida with my family. And honestly, my goal was not chiropractic in the beginning. I worked for orthopedic spine surgeons for about 10 years before becoming a chiropractor. And honestly, I saw more good back surgeries than bad. I saw more good medical interventions than bad. The lacking in those fields really is just a conservative option. Not everybody needs an operation. You know, I would imagine very small percentage of you are actually going to need back surgery over your life. Thank goodness there had to be something more gentle, and chiropractic was a good fit. Helps that my father is a great chiropractor. He practices here in Sandpoint, Dr. Ed Hunt.
That is a great story as to why you got into it. It's funny. When I started my own, stepping into my own health and wellness, I've been managing multiple sclerosis in the body for probably 13 years now, and chiropractic had been recommended, and I'm like, no way, are you crazy? That's just not, that sounds scary to me. And what's been fun is it is now an absolute part of my regime, and I was not forced into it, but I had a herniated disc in my lower back after teaching several yoga classes and just not holding the body and the correct posture, and I ended up getting three doctors saying I could have surgery or I could try some of this chiropractic medicine. And I did, and that was, I haven't had surgery yet. I figure I can do it when I'm a little older. So
that story actually is pretty similar to many stories I hear from patients. Pain usually brings people to my office, back pain, headaches, neck pain, abdominal pain, arms and legs and knees and anything you can imagine. But, you know, after we take care of that initial pain, it's function that keeps you. You know, we part of it is to train you to have some better posture. And once you start recognizing what normal balance feels in your body, you won't accept anything less than that. So it's definitely, most people think chiropractic is just for pain control. It's not. It's a modality to help you reach your peak potential. There's so much about your health and your body and your immune system and nervous system that most of us don't know, especially most of us don't know that chiropractic can help with those things. So I'm happy disc herniation brought you to me. But
it brought me in. Tell me, though, I'm sure there might be a listener or two out there who has some fear around chiropractic or just a bit nervous. Can you speak to that at all?
Sure, I sure can. Many people, when they hear the word chiropractic or they think of what does a chiropractor do, they just think they're going to go in and have their back cracked. And I guess that's true to some degree, depending on the chiropractor that you see. But there's a lot of different treatments out there. Some are a little rougher than others, and some are just ridiculously gentle. The beauty of it is that the end goal of all chiropractors is pretty close to the same. The goal is to really, give some kind of a stimulation to the nervous system. You know, gosh, I guess it would depend. Do you want to know about my technique or what?
I think it's a great time to talk because there are different modalities. I think you had mentioned they all work toward the same goal, keeping the spine alignment, keeping the systems in flow. But I think, you know, maybe do discuss your, because you have a real gentle technique that I think was a really lovely introduction for me. And I have since then been quite, I'm open to a lot of the different techniques at this because of that.
Sure, gotcha. So I am a chiropractor here in town, and the actual method of chiropractic that I use is called Activator, and I use a small impulse instrument, and the goal of it is just to move the bone slightly. You'll barely feel anything. I probably couldn't hurt you if I tried, but the bigger response that I'm looking for is just that stimulation to the brain. We do work on the muscles a little bit. We'll work on some stretching and strengthening. There's some other techniques that we use to stretch the body just a little bit, very gently. There's a few different things that we do. It just depends on what brings you into my office. There's some other more manual type of therapies, and we've got a few really great chiropractors in town that utilize those. I do not. Everything that we do in our clinic is very, very gentle.
That's wonderful. Yeah, I think it's a very sweet introduction to a very important part of just wellness management. Like I say, I try to go, you know, every couple of months just to continue to keep things in check.
I like that you say it's an important part of it, because really it takes a team. You know, there is no promises and no guarantees. And probably the first thing I will tell you if you come to my office is I have no idea if I'll help your pain. I have no idea. I don't know you. I don't know your normal. I don't know your baseline. And obviously I really don't care about those. I want to change your normal and change your baseline. And it is just a part. You need a good medical doctor. You need a good head on your shoulders. We need healthy thoughts and healthy foods and plenty of hydration. There's so many things involved. So if you do come, we will talk about your back pain, you know, and we will probably be successful with your back pain and your headaches and your neck pain. But of all the promises I can make you, I hate to say it, those ones are pretty darn close to the least important to me. I can promise you that chiropractic of any technique stimulates your nervous system, stimulates your brain. I can promise you that it stimulates your immune system so that your body can be a little stronger, especially this time of year to get us all through this. We need to be as strong as we can right now.
That's lovely. I'm visiting today with Dr. Diana Brewer, a chiropractic in town and a chiropractor, and I am going to go to a break, and when we get back, we're going to talk about just the difference in both good and bad stress in the body. So thank you for listening. Welcome back. You're listening to KSBT 1400, 1450, KBFT, and 105 on your FM dial. Thank you very much. I'm sitting with Dr. Diana Brewer. She is a chiropractor in town, and my name is Lindy Lewis, and you are listening to Your Health is Your Wealth. Thank you very much for visiting us today, Diana. When we left before break, we had talked just how much we're into the holidays and how busy we are all trying to pack things in and sort of racking and stacking our days and getting all the gifts wrapped and sliding in sideways to Christmas morning. So I guess I wanted just to put that out to you and see, you know, I'm sure you're seeing more people at this time. And if you're not, it might be a great support to your system, but what could you tell us about the stresses in the body at this time and what goes on for the body?
Gosh, that's a great topic, Lindy. Stress is probably the biggest topic that we should talk about right now, and not only just around the holidays, but all the time. And people think, you know, that they're having a tragedy and that's bad stress. And then, you know, it's a beautiful day and they got a new job and they just found out they were pregnant and they have wonderful news and that's good stress. Well, none of those things are really accurate, I guess. Stress is stress and it's going to affect the body the same way. And don't get me wrong, we are amazing healing machines, But eventually we will hit that fatigue wall and we just can't handle it anymore. So I guess the best example is, I don't know, maybe how I'm feeling right now. You know, you guys can't see us. We're sitting in this neat little radio room here, but I mean, I'm pretty darn close to falling apart nervous. You wouldn't guess it, maybe. I don't know. Some of you that know me might guess it. So that's closer to that sympathetic nervous system, ready to run from the bear, run from danger. There's traffic. There's chaos. There's pain. You know, how are we going to feed our families and get everything we want under the Christmas tree? Oh my gosh, how do you settle it down? And then there's the other type, right? So the parasympathetic nervous system. That one is a little healthier for us right now. If we can settle down and rest and digest and think, learn, remember your name, heal. Imagine that. So it is not that a chiropractic adjustment will force you into one state or another, but there are a few areas in the body, you know, your hips and your pelvis and your neck, and a few areas that are parasympathetically driven. So by working on those areas in the most gentle of ways, almost whether you want to or not, we will settle you down and help you, also give you some tools that you can do on your own, you know, helping remember to breathe, taking a yoga class, getting some heat on your body, some meditation. Lindy has some good options for some of those other things too.
Well, it's fun that one of the reasons I think I wanted to bring Diana in for this first show was because she also presents for Underground Kindness, and I've heard her talk with students in a health class about this stress in the body, both good and bad, and just how critical it is to make sure that you try to keep your body in sync and in alignment. And when you're feeling incredibly nervous and anxious, you're not really accessing your best aspects of the body, and it doesn't heal. And like she said, rest and digest. So we tried to just make this awareness for our students. But also, you know, it's a really important thing that I've had to learn, is because I tend to run at a real fast pace, and then in the holidays we even go faster. So those are the times that I'll draw on a chiropractor or even a massage, or I'll give myself an extra 10 minutes before I have to hit the ground running in the day.
That's the best one, a little extra time. I come from Florida, so your beautiful, white, crisp, shiny snow is completely different for me. And the best advice that you guys give me is take a little extra time. Don't follow too close. Start breaking earlier than you ever would. So if that is your advice for me on the road, maybe we should all take that advice in some other facets in our life as well. Take a few extra minutes, slow it down. I'm going to get a little flack from some maybe therapists in town or other doctors, but I lean on heat a little more than ice. Granted, I take a slip in the parking lot and hit my wrist. I better pack that sucker with ice right now. But everything else, heat is better. Get a heating pad, get a rice bag, take a hot bath. Use some Epsom salt and some essential oils.
And I love just you saying that. I mean, that alone, even taking a hot bath at night, is a great de-stressor for the body. So in this faster moment in time, definitely take those moments and take a nice hot bath, or even just get one of those little warmies and put it on your lower back, just to sort of support your own system.
Darn right. And really, there are no promises. And, you know, you can't expect and hope to stay in the parasympathetics and rest and digest all the time. There's definitely cause for needing, you know, you need to hustle, and we need to get things cooked and baked and wrapped and mailed. Yeah, you have to do that. That's part of life. I'm not going to bench you if you are a professional athlete in your sport and you have things to get done. If we need to tape up that ankle so you can get back in the game, we're going to do that. The goal really is to listen to your body, and a job that used to take you 20 minutes, so be it, needs to take you 40. Your body has been good to you for so many years. Now you have to give back a bit. You have to do some abdominal massage, keep digestion in check, change what you're eating, what you're drinking. Right now, to settle down, for myself, I have some ginger and turmeric tea with some cinnamon and a few other Indian spices, and I'm going to sip on it all day. It's helping my belly, helping my digestion. I'm actually working with somebody who is meal planning for me right now, kind of a pre-Christmas detox, if you will, just so that I feel better and have some more stamina to get through my day. And I don't know what I'd do without that, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Well, I do think, you know, you hit on such an important point. Our bodies are incredible, and that is a real goal to this. Your health is your wealth, is we all have, if we can, choose it and take this extra bit of moment. Or I always like to say, if you don't get it all done, you don't get it all done.
Darn
That's
right.
okay, too.
Darn
I mean,
right.
Maybe you don't get holiday cards out, or they're Valentine's Day cards. Who cares? You know, there's things that you can do to just support yourself, and it just helps you move a little gentler forward, which is giving your body that attunement that it actually needs.
That's exactly right. And if you have pain and dysfunction and arthritis, and you have, you know, suffering and injuries that you're dealing with that are slowing you down, so you're not getting the rest of the day done, honestly, I don't care if you see me or you see the guy down the street, but see somebody, see a chiropractor, see a physical therapist, get a good massage. You know, I have somebody helping me meal plan and even do some of my cooking for me right now, because I just don't have time to do it myself, but things still have to get done. So I find myself having to prioritize things, what has to get done. And I guess my biggest wish is, don't wait to call me, please, until you're falling apart and you have to crawl into my clinic. The best advice that I give my patients is, as soon as you feel your posture is a little sloppy, your rehab is not cleaning it up, your yoga, your stretches just aren't coming, aren't getting the job done, get in and have a tune-up. You know, let us reset that system a little bit gently and teach you some tools.
We're visiting with Dr. Diana Brewer, a chiropractor in town, and she's just got some great insight on slowing down and enjoying this holiday season. And I think that that is the key. This is a beautiful, magical season. There's so much just love and kindness on every corner. So when you're racing through the day in chronic pain, whatever it ends up being for you, you might miss some of those moments. So I think when we come back, we're going to just address a little bit of just how to the longevity of the spine and the immune system, and how we can continue to support it at this point in time. Thank you very much for listening to 1400 KSBT. Hello, welcome back. My name is Lindy Lewis, and you are listening to Your Health is Your Wealth. And also, you are listening on 1400 KSPT and 1415 KBFI. Diana Brewer, she is our guest today, and she has got lovely wisdom that we're trying to access to tap into just the body's insights. And she's a doctor of chiropractic medicine. And we have talked about the good and the bad stress and how to try to navigate that this busy time. And now we're going to just move into the immune system and a little bit on the digestive system, two of my favorite topics, because I do manage multiple sclerosis in the body. And those are things that I have had to learn. When I was living fast and furious, I've had to learn to kind of slow my wild ways, so to speak. And now I really, those are two things I pay really strong attention to. I make sure that I stay as healthy as I can, as well as make sure that my digestion is being supported the best it can. So Diana, as a chiropractor, also works with these parts of the body.
Perfect. Thank you, Lindy. I think we'll segue into a 7-hour instruction on advanced biochemistry.
Okay.
No, I'm teasing you. It's so much, it's so
though.
Much easier and simpler than anybody thinks, really. So first of all, the bulk of your immune system lives in your gastrointestinal tract, in your belly, in your gut. That's where we need to start. You always need to start and end in the gastrointestinal tract. So this season, with the holidays and the cookies and all the wonderful, yummy things that are coming around the bend, I'm not asking you to cut them out. I'm not asking you to give up.
Are you just saying I should eat like 2 instead of 10?
Well, yeah, oh. Well, sure. You have to have moderation. I like an 80-20 split. 80% of the time you have to be on point, and 20% of the time we have to eat chocolate cake.
Okay.
You know, really, if you can find a way to be perfect all day, day, please come to my clinic and show me what that looks like.
We
any
don't do
of
perfect.
You. No. Of course
progress, not.
Not
perfection here.
What happens when you, and I know I'm going to probably get some calls on this, but the sugar from an apple is the same as the sugar from the Snickers bar. The difference is that fiber in the apple and all the other good things that are natural. When you eat your food, it releases into your, you know, releases out of the stomach and it hammers your body with sugar, and the sugar is sharp and like a salt and sugar, and it just creates so much damage. So if you can add some fiber to every single meal this season, that would be great. The soluble type of fiber. And what that's going to do is slow your stomach down from emptying all that sugar. So you can take your two cookies and kind of essentially turn them into slow release instead of hammering your body with that Snickers bar.
So I like
slow
what you're
it
saying,
down.
That, you know, that we can... If we do eat some sugar, then gosh, let's just add some fiber.
Exactly.
So if we're not going to make a choice to just skip out on the sugar, which is, you know, completely fine too, but how? What would you suggest? What are some fiber if you're not eating an apple and you did choose, say, some Oreos?
So you could go from one end of the spectrum and go into Winter Ridge and find the most expensive soluble fiber they have on the shelf, and that's fine for some people. Or you can go to, I don't know, Superdrug and get a big bottle of Benefiber and dissolve some in your water. It's clear and tasteless. It's inexpensive. Or you can add an apple to your meal. You know, make the small changes. They're the ones that add up and will save your life over time. I'm not asking any of you out there to become Iron Men. Believe me, I'm not there.
No,
I could stand to lose 25 pounds. So what puts me in the position to give you advice is that I've been there and I'm still there, and I will not enlighten in this lifetime. That's for sure. I'm not perfect in any way, and I have chronic pain too.
And I think what we're encouraging with this sort of your health is your wealth is to just get on the better than plan. I mean, try something, get a little better than maybe you did yesterday or a little better than you did this morning, and every moment is a new start.
80-20, and don't beat yourself up if you fail and you fail and you fail and you fail over and over again. As soon as you're done failing, for Pete's sake, get up and do something good and healthy for your body. It's
take
one or two small changes. That's right.
Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you hit a key point too. Again, just back to the body, and if you can be a little more gentler with yourself, your body goes into more of that parasympathetic rest digest phase, and so the food that does get in the body has a little more support moving through.
When people ask me sometimes, you know, why did I choose a gentle modality of chiropractic when there are so many out there to pick from, the easiest answer that I can give you is your body will change. I promise, if you just simply ask it to nicely. What a concept.
Be kind to yourself, especially in this busy season. That was a great reminder for all of us. So immune support is key. Tell us how chiropractic medicine works with the immune system.
Gotcha. So, and this one, in all your spare time, each nerve that comes out of your spine from all the way up to your brain, all the way down to your low back, those nerves wrap around and innervate and feed an area of the body just like the wires in your house do. And a kind of a fun fact, a neat fact, is that the nerves that come out from the low back and the hips and the sacrum wrap around and innervate the gut. And I just told you the gut is where more than 80% of your immune system lives. So just like in your house, if you're replacing a light bulb over and over and over again and it keeps blowing, duh, go back to the breaker. Flip a switch, reset the system. You know, and if I can impart a little bit of wisdom on you after I adjust you and take care of you and get you to drink a little more fluids and increase some vitamin C, start taking some vitamin D, change and tweak a few things, you'll do well with regards to the immune system. And we never offer 20 changes at once, because if we do one thing, we'll be able to track it. If we do 20 things and you get better or worse, I don't know what part did it.
Well, and when you're doing the 20 things, oftentimes, you know, that's when you kind of jump ship. It's that all or nothing. It's
yeah, like, and then you break the bank.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's not do that.
Let's do a few things, whether it's chiropractic or whether it's a massage.
Gotcha.
Again, we're sowing seeds of wellness. I mean, this is just planting seeds. And again, Diana, I asked her to be sort of our first guest to kick off your health is your wealth, because I do believe so often we don't realize how powerful the human body is, and it will heal. You know, when you cut your finger, it heals.
I can't even really think of one condition that you could possibly have that you couldn't get some improvement from. Now, you're not going to come in and say, I heard you were a great chiropractor. Can you cure this disease of the body? No, that's crazy. I don't make any promises. But I will promise that we'll help you stimulate your immune system, stimulate the nervous system, make you a little stronger so that you can cure it yourself. It's a better option anyway.
I think that it's a great point. Again, I think I've mentioned with this, I've been managing multiple sclerosis in the body for a good 13 years. And chiropractic, it took me about 7 or 8 years to get comfortable before I started using it. And now it is absolutely part of my wellness team. And MS, there is a real indication that we don't get enough oxygen to the brain. And I had a whooshing going to the brain for quite a while. And they said, oh, great, no problem. We can put a stent in. There was a doctor back east that would do this procedure, and they've done it for many, many multiple sclerosis people. And I just thought, gosh, I am just not wanting a surgery. Let me just take it to the chiropractor, see if they have an opinion, not that they can fix it or not, but I just opened that door for an opinion. And so it is, I have not had surgery. I've had this wish it's gone for about 4 years. It does come back when I'm stressed, tense, or I carry a lot of my tension in my shoulder and my neck. When it comes back, I notice it and I just say, oh, it's time for a tune-up. So chiropractic medicine is often just a beautiful option to consider, supporting you as you're trying to consider a surgery or something. And it does support the immune system to do some healing. So with that, I wanted to just ask Diana, are there any tips or tools that you can offer people to take care of their own health? Is there any little tweaks in the body, like sitting with your legs crossed or sitting with relaxing their shoulders?
A bit. There's no cure really for bad posture other than repetition. I mean, what we do is neuromuscular reeducation, just like braces in the mouth. You're not going to sit up straight once and then think you're going to cure your posture. So there's no drive-through fix. It's not all easy, but it's not the end of the world either. There are some simple things that you can do. Some gentle stretches, have a relationship with your body. Kind of get up in the morning and do an internal check, just like you would with any piece of machinery. What is off? Is something off? How do you feel today? Do you need to get up? And I know a lot of you get up in the morning and you're stiff, takes a few steps. Once you take a hot shower, you feel a little better. Some of you are leaning forward on the cart at Walmart. Legs feel heavy. You need to sit down. Those things are things that we can help in this clinic, as well as maybe some other chiropractors. I don't know. But in our clinic, those are the things that we deal with all the time. So if you want to talk to me about some specific tips, I'd be more than happy to. But the general things, drink more water this season, get on some vitamin C and D, do some stretches, heat up your body, use some Epsom salt in your tub, and get a healthy mind and slow down. That's it. Slow down.
Well, it is when you're slowing down, it's when you can actually notice what's going on in the body. When you're racing through things, you tend to just shove it on the back burner, and then your body, it will come back with a vengeance. I truly believe that's how the disease sort of manifested in my body.
Darn right.
Mm-hmm. And I imagine you see that with some of your patients.
We do. We have, there are people that have a lot of ups and downs, and that's fair. Again, it's 80-20. I'm not looking for you to come and be perfect in 10 minutes. It doesn't work that way. And if you want to come in and have a visit and think we're going to cure anything, we're not. In fact, I'll probably leave you with more questions, which after almost 2 years of being here, that is the most frustrating part for me. The further I go along in practice, the more I realize I don't know. All the things I thought I had figured out, I realized I have no idea. Things are changing all the time, and if I can help you, I will. If I can point you in the right direction, I'm happy to. But you're not going to fix it all overnight. So just slow down, just like you tell me. Slow down when driving. Don't follow too close.
Yeah, it very much is a process. And it takes time. I mean, the body, I thought, you know, it took many years to get to that position. And it's going to take some time to, you know, like I said, I've been managing this for 13 years in the body, and I finally feel like we're in harmony together. So when we come back, we have a little more to talk about on the longevity and just how we can extend some of our own health. And thank you very much. You're listening to 1400 KPST and 1450 KBFI. Welcome back. You are listening to 1400 KSPT, 1415 KBFI, 105.3 on your FM dial. Thank you very much. My name is Lindy Lewis, and you are listening to Your Health is Your Wealth. Diana Brewer has been visiting with us about just the benefits of chiropractic medicine in managing your own wellness overall. And during the break, we were just talking about some of the fun stories that she has had in I've shared a few of my own and how it's been pivotal in my own longevity of living well with and healthy with an autoimmune disease. But Diana has also shared how it's worked in, you know, chronic joint pain or even babies. There's lots of fun stories. So I just asked Diana to pick a couple and share how she has enjoyed the profession of being a chiropractor.
Sure, Lindy. Thank you. That sounds great. Sometimes people ask me, you know, do you specialize in a demographic or an age group? And that's a tough one. I don't really. I guess the youngest person that I ever adjusted was just a few days old, and the oldest was in his 90s, and then everybody in between. I mean, if you have a spine and a pulse, you probably need an adjustment at some point. All of us at one point or another in our life are going to suffer from some back pain or joint pain, headaches, neck pain. Kind of a neat story, and I was very, very new out of school, so bear with me. I panicked a bit. I had a lady getting ready to pop, almost 9 months pregnant, walked in and said, "Oh my gosh, my baby is breech. Is there anything that you can do to help?" I thought, oh, I think I read something about this or learned something in a class. I don't know. Let me think about that and get back to you. And we did, actually. There's a chiropractic technique called Webster's technique that's designed to help to turn a breech baby. And over a handful of adjustments, little Burton turned right over where he was supposed to and had a wonderful, natural, healthy, perfect birth. And I think probably as a result, I am stuck with this entire family till death do us part, I think, which is wonderful because I love them and all their family. Mm-hmm. So I treat the kids when they need to, when they have sports athletes, and the parents on more of a regular basis. The dad gives me a run for my money. He had an acute disc herniation long before I met him. He had spine surgery that went really well. And one thing they could not have foreseen was that he developed some scar tissue down at that surgical site deep inside of his spine. So we have a wonderful medical doctor here, Dr. Ispariscu, who gives him some epidural steroid injections that give him some benefit. But when you add chiropractic and the gentle technique that I do, he goes from some benefit to functional and happy and healthy, and he's doing great. Had another guy who I got a call on my way here to the state from Florida that he was on the surgery schedule for a disc herniation in his lumbar spine. Currently works for UPS. I was a little nervous. Again, imagine that. And we adjusted him. We did some gentle physiotherapy techniques and worked on his body overall, changed his mind and his mindset, and he cured that disc. Mm-hmm. More than 80% of you will heal a disc herniation without any intervention at all, even if it's significant. The goal is just the speed. Get it done.
That is a great point. As I mentioned, when I had the herniated disc, I had three doctors say we could go in and just pop that out, it's a very good surgery as well, but I was nervous about a surgery, so I did the chiropractor, and I still have to manage it. It's not gone, but it did reabsorb, and it seems that, you know, I don't have the pain the debilitating pain that I
had. Well, and that's kind of an aftermarket part situation. You healed it up probably 100%, but your body will never be exactly the way it was before.
Right.
You probably developed a little bit of arthritis, or what we like to call in our clinic, a little rust on your gait hinges. And what would you do if you walked through your gate and you realized it was rusty and it didn't want to move? You would stop and open and close and open and close until it started moving again. That's the goal in chiropractic. Put some motion in the body where things haven't been moving. Work on those muscles a bit. Stretch things out. Change your mind. Slow down a bit. That's all. That's all chiropractic is.
If there is, when you start some of these joints moving and there is pain, or let's say arthritis, what level of pain should you tolerate? Because there is pain there. Won't you speak about?
Well, move it or lose it, sister. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want you to beat yourself up. You know, if you feel like I hit you with a bus when I'm done, I want you to call me. That doesn't happen. But if it's really significant, you know, I want to hear about that. When you get up in the morning, if you're stiff and you're sore and you have those aches and pains, push through them to some degree. You know, lean forward, lean back, take your body through all of its normal ranges of motion, get that movement in there, then flush the system with as much water as you can tolerate comfortably. Use some heat to bring blood flow and oxygen. Can't heal anything without blood and oxygen, and heat is how you get it there.
Mm-hmm. Right, the heat is critical for that.
Yeah, sure is.
So arthritis, what about like the pain that comes with arthritis? So can help that.
Darn right. All the time.
Okay.
Every day. Absolutely every day. Now, sure, there are people that have such significant arthritis, or, you know, maybe the disease type of arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis. I can help them too. Less of a promise. You know, it's not as easy as just regular degenerative changes. Mm-hmm. You come in, I can teach you a few things. We can get you adjusted, move your body. Rheumatoid arthritis, I've had some success there as well, but it's tougher because that's a condition where the body's immune system starts to attack itself. So that's the perfect example of needing to co-manage. I have a lot of patients who see me and see their medical doctor and see other types of doctors as well. And between all of us, the team that we have, that's how we get the most bang for our buck. That's all. We need a team.
Yeah, I think that is a brilliant, a seed we are sowing for sure with Your Health is Your Wealth, is building your team of people who will help hold you in your healthiest state. And chiropractic medicine has been very successful for many, many people, and it was one that I had much doubt around, much fear around, and it is now absolutely part of my regime. Dr. Diana has an incredible gift of just explaining the process and really...
Oh, I will talk you to death, actually.
It's lovely.
I always feel in my clinic, in my day, by the end of the day, I kind of start to lose my voice, and I always think, oh my gosh, if I did, my practice would die. No, my patients would probably be happy. Some of them love to hear me talk the whole time, and some of you want to just come in and relax and have your quiet space, but it is important for me to talk you through what we're doing initially, especially that way you know what I'm doing and why, and what kind of response I expect you to have. Communication is key. I want your feedback. Don't just come in and tell me you're doing better. You have to stop and channel your inner scientist.
Yeah, and in this, you know, world of everything is you know, out there for your knowledge. I mean, knowledge really is power in your own body. You have the expert on your team, but everything, even the stories Diana has shared just a few minutes ago, she is a part of your own health advocacy. So these people also that she works on and myself, you have to really be your own health advocate and practice some of the things. You need to hydrate. You need to add fiber to your diet. You need to take some supplements. Take a moment in the day and try to just, you know, find that, I call it the yin time, if you can just get a little quieter. And I think that's going to access this parasympathetic nervous system and just help you you live a little healthier, a little longer. So I'd like to just thank Diana very much.
Oh, you sure are welcome, Lindy. It was my privilege and my honor. And if any of you have not been outside yet to see this beautiful blue sky, please go out and look at it. That's the other thing. Take a couple extra minutes when it is sunny. Take a couple layers off if you can before you get too cold. Get some sun on your body. Get that vitamin D. Enjoy that the ceiling is so high today and it's just perfect out.
Yeah, vitamin D is key. Well, you have been a great help in opening our eyes and just sharing the body's wisdom with us, and you have a wonderful way of explaining it. I'd like to just point to you, if you're at all interested in visiting Diana, getting in for a consult. She is at Pinnacle Health on Pine Street, and she's got a lovely practice, been here just about 2 years now, and a great addition to our community. So I am very appreciative of your listening on 1400 KSBT and 1450 KBFI. And thank you for embracing your health as your wealth. Happy holidays.